From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now. In Arizona, the Tucson Unified School District is installing solar panels at more than 40 of its campuses. It's one of the biggest solar projects at any school district in the country, and it's got plenty of competition from other schools across the Southwest. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, KJZZ's Stina Sieg explains why.
The first thing you notice when you roll up to Desert Mountain High School in Scottsdale, Arizona, is the solar panels, rows of them, raised up at an angle and covering a section of the school's sprawling parking lot, like a giant solar carport. Scottsdale Unified's Rick Freeman says the district gets about a fifth of its power from the sun.
There's a few students that have contacted me and asking questions about it. They're excited about being green, if you will. And their school is a green school because they've got solar electric production.
But for administrators, saving money is the most exciting thing. Freeman doesn't have an exact estimate of that yearly figure, but district-wide, it's in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. He explains that some people were skeptical about solar at first.
But we found out that working with these providers very closely, in good negotiations and so forth, it's been a win-win situation for both the providers and for the school district, as well as the utility companies.
That high-pitched hum you hear in the background, by the way, is the sound of the sun's rays being converted into electricity. The school district owns some of its panels, so all the energy they generate is free. Other solar panels were installed by solar companies at no cost to the district, and the district pays the companies for all the power those panels generate at a fixed rate that's far cheaper than that of traditional energy sources. That's called a solar purchase power agreement, and it's the reason so many Arizona schools have been able to go solar. That includes Madison No. 1 Middle School in Central Phoenix, which has a large solar array in the middle of its campus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this one's just so impressive.
Madison spokesman Jay Mann stands beneath a canopy of solar panels. It changes the feel of the courtyard completely, cooling it down and making it the kind of outdoor space where students actually want to hang out. Solar arrays like this also save the district money, more than $55,000 a year. That will go up to about $75,000 after two more campuses go solar next year. Mann says school funding has been cut dramatically in recent years. That's something districts can't control.
However, things like solar power, things like putting additional energy efficiency into your schools, that's one area where we do have control over our budget. We can try and reduce our costs so that way the funding that we do receive can be used more efficiently.
For things like teacher salaries and maintenance. But there's another benefit when you produce energy in your backyard, beyond the financial and environmental. It's educational.
So we talk about air pollution and smog, acid rain, the greenhouse effect, ozone deposition.
Back at Desert Mountain High School, chemistry teacher Glenn Drunowski is flipping through a textbook. For her, the school's solar panels are a jumping-off point for teaching about environmental chemistry.
This is probably the favorite topic of all of my classes, and I teach it in all three preps that I've got, and they feel that this is the most relevant, so they're the most interested.
Solar power is gaining momentum, especially in the Southwest, but it still accounts for about 1% of the total energy generated across the country. For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg in Phoenix.
You're listening to Here and Now.